is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says it has begun the process of identifying the remains of the latest hostages returned by Hamas. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
Hamas has returned four more bodies tonight in exchange for more than 600 Palestinian prisoners. The six-week Gaza truce ends on Saturday. Negotiations for a second phase have not yet begun. Talks will focus on freeing the remaining hostages, alive or dead, and the thorny question of who will control post-war Gaza.
A child who health officials say was not vaccinated has died from measles in West Texas. Dr. Laura Johnson with Covenant Children's Hospital in Lubbock, where the child died.
When we have large outbreaks, unfortunately, statistically, there's a significant risk of having a death.
It's the first death in an outbreak that began late last month. Federal agencies have been told in a memo from the government's personnel and budget offices to submit reorganization plans within 2 weeks and prepare for large-scale firings. CBS's Erica Brown on comments made during President Trump's first cabinet meeting of his second term today.
Elon Musk spoke at length during the cabinet meeting addressing the Department of Government Efficiency's coordination with agencies to make the job cuts.
We wish to keep everyone who is doing a job that is essential and doing that job well. But if the job is not essential or they're not doing the job well, they obviously should not be on the public payroll.
The president defended Musk's email to federal workers demanding they list five recent accomplishments or risk losing their job.
The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments over a case that could open the floodgates for reverse discrimination lawsuits. Marlene Ames sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services for allegedly denying her a promotion and then demoting her because she said she's heterosexual. Her lawsuit was dismissed in lower courts. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
She was arguing in court today that that was unfair. That discrimination is discrimination, whether you're black or white, gay or straight. Now, the state of Ohio, they seem to kind of agree with that, and so did most all the justices. So I think this is going to be a pretty straightforward opinion when we get it.
A serenade outside the hospital where Pope Francis is making slight improvement while battling double pneumonia. Hundreds of faithful gathered around the altar at Vatican St. Peter's Square earlier to pray for Pope Francis, including this man.
Just kind of walking through here every day, you can kind of feel how everything's been kind of sad. So I definitely say it's disappointing and kind of everyone's on edge. There's a lot of tension in the air.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Breakfast is expensive with egg prices soaring and now coffee.
Coffee beans now cost more than at any time over the last half century. Economics reporter Peter Goodman of the New York Times says prices have been steadily rising because of tight supplies and weather conditions driven by climate change.
Excessive rainfall in places. We've had droughts in others, most notably in Vietnam and Brazil. These are the world's two largest coffee producers.
The cost of Arabica beans has surged 25% since the start of the year. Analysts expect prices in stores to rise into the spring. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Authorities in suburban Denver say a thief faked a seizure to distract a pet store employee as an accomplice grabbed two expensive bulldog puppies from a pen and ran to a getaway car. The puppies sell for almost $4,300 each. A woman who later bought one of the puppies from a street vendor returned it to the store. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky for later tonight, some showers a possibility, and lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the low 40s. Warm again Friday, breezy, partly sunny, and a high in the low 50s. Currently, it's 37.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing. And downs, and there you were.
Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Only the lonely know the way.
so far apart, but only lonely. No, why I cry. Only the lonely. Only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Black, the child is white. sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
dancing. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show. Painted pony on the spinning wheel
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A child has died from measles in Texas. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
It is the first death in a measles outbreak that has infected more than 120 people since late last month. Dr. Lara Johnson with Covenant Health in Lubbock says the child was unvaccinated, who died in the last 24 hours.
I can't get into specific details about the patient. I can tell you the child was a school-age child.
The area has a strong homeschooling and private school community. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Food and Drug Administration has canceled a key step in the process to make next season's flu vaccine. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Usually the FDA's outside vaccine advisors meet every year to weigh in on what strain should be targeted by the upcoming season's annual flu shot. Those meetings are usually scheduled in early March so that flu vaccine makers have enough time to make shots before the fall and winter flu season. Now it's unclear if and when the FDA meeting will be rescheduled.
The Supreme Court hears arguments on a lawsuit against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Marlene Ames claims she was discriminated against because she's heterosexual. Lower courts dismissed the claim. CBS's Catherine Cole says it looks like the justices will side with Ames.
If the court does that, and I'm pretty sure the court's going to do that, this is going to change employment discrimination law. This is going to make it a more even playing field for anyone who believes they were discriminated against on the basis of their identity in the federal courts here in America.
The Supreme Court temporarily blocks a judge's order giving the Trump administration a midnight deadline to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid so that the high court has a chance to fully weigh